Welcome back, everyone. We are Simply Bitcoin. We break down the news from Twitter, the Daily Fail, meme review, software releases, hardware releases, and the websites by plebs. All right, we're diving into the numbers. Let's do it.
Number time!
Number time is brought to you by Bitcoin 2022. President Bukele just announced that he's going to speak there. And take advantage of the link down below for 10% off your ticket to the largest Bitcoin conference ever, Bitcoin 2022.
At the time of this recording, the block height is 711,183. The Bitcoin price, 57,080. Chain rewrite days, 752. Total public Lightning capacity holding steady, 3,260.77. Moscow time, 1752. And blocks to the halving, 128,817.
Numbers are looking good, bro.
Solid.
Just another day of consolidation. 58K is the next 10K. I feel, you know what it is? I feel like we've been at these numbers forever. And then I was talking to my dad yesterday, Phil, and he was like, call him on the phone, and he was like super like, it was my mom was sitting next to him, and I heard her complaining in the background. She's like, Bitcoin hasn't moved anywhere. And then I heard my dad,
that's a good
like,
impression.
Yeah, I heard my dad like just responding back, like, what are you talking about? It moved up 2 months ago, you know? And it was just the bicker back and forth. So just hearing that from my dad, he told me that it like essentially it doubled, because it went from 30 to whatever, 60, whatever. And I didn't realize how, like, dude, we were at 30K like 2 or 3 months ago. It wasn't that long ago, right? So just Bitcoin spoils you, dude. That's what it does.
I want to talk about the people losing their minds on Twitter, the shitcoiner meltdowns. I'm seeing the BSV people coming out of the woodwork pretending like they're the real Bitcoin. I'm seeing, like, you know, Kurt there, the fake Bitcoin historian, you know, pretending that somehow BSV is the real thing. I'm seeing all kinds of stupid shitcoiner narratives, no coiner narratives. Like, it's like all of a sudden the amplification of the noise kind of reminds me of 2017. Mm. Kind of reminds me of that, right? It's this big amplification of noise. And in the meantime, there's another block. People are still building on Bitcoin. People are still learning about it. And nobody cares about those shit coins. You know, like, it's so ridiculous. And of course, right, his trial, you know, the trial came out. So I don't know if we had Fractal Encrypt on the show yet.
No, not yet, but he's coming on.
Not yet.
He's going to talk to us about that, by the way.
Is he? Okay, good. So I'm not going to spoil it, but he's been going to like every single day and writing out all the notes. Mm-hmm. And you have to see the BSVR meltdowns. That, you know, these people are just totally losing it and creating totally fake narratives right out of the gate.
It's crazy. It's that hilarious. Even after a 51% attack, even after the hash rate has been dead, essentially, right? And even after the price, like, you know, the least important thing, but the price just, it fell off, dude. It was in the top 10 and it just keeps falling down. A lot of these people are just coping. They're just in denial. It's just flat out denial, right? But anyways, I got some really interesting numbers, Phil. They're not hopium, but really cool nonetheless.
What are we gonna do with them then?
Dude, this is mining porn, right? So this tells me the daily rewards for the different types.
It's porn time.
Different types of Bitcoin miners. So this is the S17 Plus. This is the one that this is the miner that I have the most right now is this one. So it's right now it's $23.67 a day. The S17E, $19.45. S19, $30.80. S19J, $29.18. S19J Pro, $32.42. S19 Pro, $35.67. And this one they just announced, by the way. I don't know if they started shipping it out yet, but the S19 XP, $45.39. I don't know if the premium
of a beast.
I don't know if the premium of this machine will be worth it, though. I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna pull a Phil. I'm cautiously optimistic. And the legendary S19 I can't believe
no,
this
the
thing.
S9.
The S9. I apologize. The legendary S9. They even wrote OG next to it. This machine essentially consisted of the majority of the hash rate at one point, and man, it's still cracking along. Like, that is Bitcoin, dude. That machine came out in 2017, dude. It's still like, you know, like that's incredible.
I could still turn it back on.
Turn it on, Phil.
I'd just like to hear the hum. It's true. I remember I'd hear people talking about that and like saying that it's therapeutic, and it actually is therapeutic.
When it
this constant hum, it's really good.
When it revs up at first, like right when you plug in, it's like,
yeah,
and then it like finds its thing. But yeah, man, it's the sound of freedom. That's what freedom sounds like, the mining sound. But anyways, Phil, it's time for
the Daily Fail. The Daily Fail is brought to you by Amber App. Check them out, amber.app. It's Bitcoin made easy. It's the easiest way to invest in Bitcoin. You can start with as little as $5 a month. The link is down below. All right, Yellow, everyone's going to be orange pilling their families tomorrow. What are you going to tell them about?
Amber, the smart way to stack sats.
So here we go. All right, we've got Constitution Deo to shut down after unsuccessful bid for copy of U.S. Constitution. So what a Deo is, okay, is a decentralized autonomous organization. Okay, so that's what that stands for. Decentralized, but yet somehow it was shut down after they couldn't purchase a copy of the Constitution. This was the whole point of why this organization was formed, in order to purchase this. Anyways, let's dive into this ridiculousness and why you would even have a token based on this garbage. This makes no sense. Let's dive in. The decentralized autonomous organization that formed to buy a rare copy of the U.S. Constitution will soon be shutting down after failing to win an auction for the document last week, despite raising over US $40 million in ETH to do so, as The Verge reports. 17,437 members of Constitution Deo contributed over $40 million US for the auction, which was eventually won by Ken Griffin of the hedge fund Citadel. Now, people may not know who Citadel is, but yeah, exactly, right? Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Those were the people that were crying over GameStop, right? It wasn't funny when the retail investor pulled one over on the institution that's supposed to be fleecing everyone. So it's kind of funny, right? These guys got fleeced, but yet they paid $40 million for a copy of the Constitution. Anyways, I digress. They paid $43.2 million at a Sotheby's auction last Thursday. As the auction was carried out via single representative for the Deo, there was confusion even among some of the central figures of the Deo who incorrectly thought they had won. Initially, it seemed that the Deo might remain operational. Why? The whole point of this was to buy this thing. So if you didn't buy it, there's no point for you to exist, which we'll see when we dive in a little more. So, here we go. The Deo might remain operational by reissuing new governance tokens called We the People tokens.
The names.
For members.
The names.
Yeah. For members who wish to stay involved with the project, but without a follow-up objective for the Deo to focus on. It was later decided the project would be shut down. So at least that, right? I mean, the initial scam was probably bad enough, which I know people are going to be like, well, that's not a scam. We're going to, you know, buy the Constitution and then make token parts of it, make it tokenized. So yeah, anyways, all right, the community has taken all actions and it was organized to accomplish, wrote Graham Novak, a Constitution Deo organizer. We have determined that building and maintaining an ongoing project is not something that we as a core team are able to support, given the technical and administrative requirements of doing it properly. That's not what that is. You realized before there was little reason for that to exist. Now there's no reason for it to exist. And at the very least, I think it was good for them to be like, all right, let's kill this thing. So somehow a decentralized entity was shut down from a single point.
Very decentralized, bro.
I mean, look, you know, we just keep hammering the nail on the head. And you know what? I was in a Spaces last night and somebody was sitting there trying to shill us some shitcoin. And it was just, they, you know what? They really don't understand the difference. Like I don't know what it is. I remember being a shitcoiner and I remember sitting there thinking to myself, you know what? Bitcoin is the real thing. But if I can get somebody to buy these bags, then I can get more Bitcoin. And you know what? Most of them are not going to admit that that's what they're thinking, because none of that shit's going to be money. Okay. It's made by a company. It's a Chuck E. Cheese token. It's like right now, Nico and I deciding to issue a shitcoin. Okay. It's garbage. It's crap. It's never going to be money. And these people are completely fooling themselves, thinking that because there's some technology far off into the future, that this is what's going to work. You don't understand. Bitcoin specifically was designed to solve a problem. All of these are reinventing a wheel that already does what it needs to do. You don't need a token for a specific feature. Anyways.
I think you hit the nail on the head, bro. Like,
it's so frustrating.
Why do you need a token for this?
It's just
why do you need a token
for the Constitution?
Why do you need a We the People token? You could buy this with Bitcoin. Why do you need a We the token? And I could answer that question because the developers of this token sought how to get rich from this. That's it. You could have organized all that money together with Bitcoin. But they decided to do it with their own token that was apparently worthless, right? That they just shut down at their whim's notice. So all those people that put money into this, they could have been shut down the entire time. So it's even worse than pooling your money in Bitcoin, because this was a highly centralized. I mean, did they get their money back? It didn't say anything, but it sounds like a rug pull that everyone got their money back on. But it's just so stupid, dude. It's like, why did you need a token to buy this certain thing where you could have just pulled together your money with Bitcoin? Again, is it like it's just stupid. And I saw Edward Snowden actually touch upon this a little bit. I'm gonna see if I could find the tweet where essentially he was describing the shitcoin situation so well. And he was essentially like trashing VCs and essentially making the case that it's like VCs aren't interested in Bitcoin. They're more interested in developing insert token name here and then selling those bags onto the public. And then that's how they enrich themselves. Right. So they know it's worthless, but then they sell it to people. And I'm sure they get a marketing campaign. We've shown you the email that I got from Solana Labs. Right. They get big names associated with it. Like we showed you Logan Paul's NFT where he supposedly bought that. I'm calling BS. I'm telling you that I have a feeling that they gave it to him for free and then he made some money. Right. And just that brand association, they're just taking advantage of this. And then people get really excited and then they just buy it. They just fall over each other to, you know, buy that said shitcoin. And then it's just a pump and dump. And just that scheme just repeats itself over and over and over again.
You know what? I just want to add, because you're talking about Logan Paul. So CoffeeZilla actually debunked the Post Malone. You remember there was the we showed that as a fail where Post Malone goes, that there's that video where he buys an NFT. Okay, so CoffeeZilla went in a recent episode and showed essentially the transaction list showing how the money, he went and quote unquote paid for this ape, but the amount of money to pay for the ape was sent to him. So he was actually paid, check this out, $750,000 to do that video. I want you to think about that. That video was about 6 seconds long, okay? He got paid $750,000. To show a JPEG and click a button. This is how stupid we all are, okay? I just want to point that out. Like, because people are going to sit there and be like, well, you know, none of these people are smart enough to make money like this. No. It's not that they're smart. It's that we're freaking fools, and it just goes to show our desperation.
Yeah.
Okay? Preying on people's desperation and naivete is not intelligence, okay? It could, I think, you know what, if I'm being fair, it could be a form of cunning. Like, that's like, to be fair, but still, it's ridiculous. Like, why do that? It's just putting more bad karma out there, you know?
They're scamming people, man.
They're scamming.
You know, scamming people, and it's short time preference behavior, you know, and it's like, they could just put this money in Bitcoin, think long term, watch their wealth grow over time, because Bitcoin has absolute scarcity because of the halving, And it's like, they're not putting their money at risk, right? Where it's like, you are essentially gambling, because all these things, right? You could win. Totally. You could get lucky and win, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take luck, right? But you could get lucky and win, but, you know, the odds are not against you, not, you know, they're not in your favor, versus putting your money in Bitcoin, where it's like, yeah, you know, you're not going to 100x your money overnight, but over time, right? Pretty sure you will, right? It's just, it's like the contrast between long-term thinking and short-term thinking. I think that a lot of people, and that all stems from fiat, short-term behavior. That's like that's fiat culture, right? So it's like, Do you want to transition? And it's like, Bitcoin's good for your psychology. It's good for your mind. It gives your mind peace. And I'm not just talking crap. Like, I've experienced it. Phil, I know you've experienced it. I've tweeted this before. A bunch of other Bitcoiners agreed with me. So it's, I know Gigi like commented and whatnot, but it's like, man, I think Bitcoin, I think the fact that you transition to a sounder money has, it gives you peace, right? It gives you peace. Like on a subconscious level, you know that you're no longer being stolen from.
It makes a huge difference. I remember, you know, so this is something that people often don't talk about, right? Which we've discussed a few times, which is this essentially like SAT compression, which occurs, okay? Because essentially what happens is that as the Bitcoin price goes up, okay, your shitcoin usually is worth less and less Satoshis, right? Because if it held its SAT value, then obviously that shitcoin valuation would, you know, would go up in kind with Bitcoin, but that's just not the truth, right? There's not more people using that shitcoin just because Bitcoin has gone up. So often what happens is that when you're shitcoining and you go to sleep, you wake up the next day and you usually have less Bitcoin than you did the day before.
Yes.
Okay? So that's just what happens. So what essentially, if you do this over time, you start to stress and it just becomes a constant, like you're just a constant ball of nerves. And it really is difficult because, of course, it's a 24-hour market, 7 days a week. This thing never stops. It never sleeps. Like there's never an opportunity, lost for you to have less Bitcoin. Okay. And it just becomes psychologically brutal. And you could see it, like there's a wrecked Telegram chat. Okay. Which essentially, like, you see these people like one after another, I lost 35,000. I lost 40,000. Oh, I lost, you know, my kids' college fund. Oh yeah, I lost my retirement, you know, because I put it into this, you know, sorry to say this, or not sorry, but you know, this DeFi project, and boom, that's it. You know, it got rug pulled. Like, that's scary stuff. You know, like, why do you want, like, is that really worth the risk? And then, of course, what happens, right? We think about these stories where, oh, you know, but there's this person, you know, it's this person who made 30,000x in less than a week. Did you actually know them? You know any of these people?
And it's like, if
you don't real? Know them, I don't think they're even real.
If you don't know them, did it really happen? Right? And it's like, Phil, we've been doing this for almost 6 years or 6 years. I don't know. But the point is, it's like, dude, I definitely have met like a couple for sure. But out of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that I've met, and most Bitcoiners start shitcoining. Right. It's like it's a common theme. Right. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. If you start shitcoining, then you transit, then you found sound money. But the thing that I see over and over again is that most people tell me if I didn't shitcoin, I would have more Bitcoin today.
Yep.
That's the common message. Right. So
that's our truth. That's my truth.
So again, it's like, do you want to gamble? Right. It's like, if you want to gamble, but just understand that your shitcoin is not equal to Bitcoin. Right. We've explained why many, many times. It's not our opinion. Right. So it's like, if it's not equal to Bitcoin, if it's more centralized than Bitcoin, then why is it the real reason that you're buying it? The real reason that you're buying it is because you want more Bitcoin. And if that's your truth, okay. But just be understand.
Own it.
That you're gambling. Right. Just own that you're gambling. If you want to gamble, Phil and I are not going to tell you anything. It's like, go for it, dude. Like, if you want to gamble, go for it. But understand that it's like, your odds are much better in your favor if you take the long time preference approach. Just put your money in Bitcoin, DCA over time, fiat mine like crazy, take your money from your fiat job, put it into Bitcoin. You do this over the years. And what we've both seen, right, is that your life improves on a psychological level, on a monetary level. It's like you're no longer relying on someone else to store your money. You're not relying on someone else for your future. Now that your future is in your hands, and it's an incredibly freeing feeling, right? So anyways, just some some experience that Phil and I have been through. Holy, we have battle scars and everything.
I know. But anyway. We're just giving everybody the rundown. Don't do this!
Don't do this! Like the crackhead, it's like, don't do that. Don't do that. But
you
anyway.
Don't even have that $3,000 Bitcoin!
It's true. But anyways, Phil, it's time for the Daily Meme Review. Daily Meme Review is brought to you by Citadel 21. It's the best Bitcoin cultural zine. There's different artwork every volume. Every volume is scarce because they only make 1,000 per volume. Really cool. Get your copy of Citadel 21 today. All right, everybody, the meme for today. If only you knew what we were talking about before we were recording. Anyways, meme for today is brought to us by Stony BTC. Hey, IMF News, you weren't ass. We're just doing it. IMF Fiatland, please take back your Bitcoin legal tender laws. They issued a 1 billion Volcano Bitcoin bond. Didn't tell us in our force meeting. Bitcoin Land, Taproot, and Schnorr, bro. It's time. I like the Bitcoiners. These yeah. IMF guys. Not so cool. Anyways, a meme by the legendary Greg Zag. One, people, we have an inflation problem. Bitcoiners, you have a problem. That's a great meme.
That's great.
Okay. By Spinte. Uh-huh. This is for your safety. The state, leave me alone.
Accurate.
Very accurate. Without comment, it's accurate. Okay, meme factory, lay the IMF to rest. Nayib Bukele, the IMF. I love this template. It's so funny. And yeah. Last but not least, it is RD_BTC. Change my mind. If you sold your Bitcoin because of Tether FUD, you deserve to have fun staying poor. Change my mind. Absolutely hilarious. Very,
accurate.
Very epic memes today. And because of that, Phil, I'm going to give it a very interesting score. A magnifying glass. What about you?
You know what? I don't know what this means, okay? I don't know if it's good or it's bad. So love the memes, okay? So one of the gifts that I got, you know, for I get, you know, like early, you know, Christmas gifts. One of the gifts that I got, okay, is one of these like brain teaser puzzles, you know, like a group of them. So I don't know what they're trying to tell me. But this is it's called a Greek mill, okay?
Oh, I know what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Anyways, you gotta essentially try to separate the brass from the metal-looking pieces.
Very cool. Very
so
cool.
So apparently, I'm an idiot, and I need brain teasers to keep me sharp. So, yeah. There's that.
There's that. So, a magnifying glass, and and a brain teaser puzzle thing.
Brain teaser.
Really, really cool. But anyways, guys, do you agree with our scores? Do you disagree? Let us know down in the comment section. And of course, link us some Bitcoin memes to review on our Telegram chat. Join it right now. Stop the video. Join it right now. It's down below. You just have to click the link. It's super easy. But anyways, Phil, it's time for the Daily News. The Daily News is brought to you by CryptoCloaks.com. Get yourself the best 3D printed merch, like the 3D printed Bitcoin grenade art, or the 3D printed Bitcoin Honey Badger, and it has space for your favorite hardware wallet. Super cool stuff, and take advantage of the link down below for 5% off CryptoCloaks.com. Okay, how do I put this? These people are lying to you. I don't know how else to put it, okay? Because it can't be that two morons, excuse me and Phil, because this has sounded like... Just like look, it's in our show. Like we're simple people. We're simple people. We like
simply Bitcoin.
And it we're not rocket scientists, right? Like, dude, how is it that we figured this was coming and they didn't, right? So you can only surmise that they're lying to you at this point. They're asking these types. This is the front page of the Wall Street Journal. I don't know if it's the front page, but this is an article. Why do prices keep going up? And what's the cause of inflation? The money printing, maybe. But anyways, it's not only the Wall Street Journal, right? It's like they're all acting. It's all of legacy media. This is NBC. This is an NBC reporter essentially telling you, yeah, you know, the inflation is here. It's your problem. You should downsize. Let's hear what she has to say. Anyways.
Powell and Zell and etiquette experts are a little mixed on this, but you could ask everybody to just throw in cash, $5, $10. Mm. That really adds up. And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forego the turkey. Bear with me. Ooh. I know that is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal. However, some people think turkey is overrated.
Okay. Do you honestly think that this lady with her earrings is going to forego the turkey, Phil?
No.
No.
I don't for a second.
And why are they all talking?
Because they can afford it.
Why are they all talking like the World Economic Forum people? It's like
this is psychotic.
They're getting you used to this new normal. This new normal where it's like, yeah, you might eat bugs. Yeah, and it's like, I wish we were kidding, but we're not. We've covered this so many times. It's like, yeah, eat soy, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
You can eat soy this year, right? It's like, why are they all telling you the same message? It's like, you have to get used to this inflation. And you know what? If all you have to do is save in Bitcoin, and guess what? That turkey is going to get cheaper for you every single year, right? So anyway, Phil, what do you have to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm wondering. So what does she... Oh, okay. This is the one where they tell us to have an Italian feast on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
The pilgrims
and the pasta, right? Because the pilgrims, they were having the pasta. It was that was what was happening. It was a nice night at the Olive Garden.
I didn't even want to let it keep playing, dude. I was over it. I was over it at this point. I was like, okay. But yeah,
this
so it's
ridiculous.
Like the elites, you know, it's like they think you're stupid. Honestly, when I read this stuff, this makes me angry. Like, why do prices keep going up, and what's causing
inflation?
This
is pathetic.
I'll get to it in a second, right? And you have Elizabeth Warren, right, who essentially is... It's the title says it itself. Senator Elizabeth Warren calls for probe into turkey costs as prices soar. So, she's accusing the industry for excessive consolidation. So she's accusing private industry for moving the prices up. Like, I own a small business and I own a small food business, and like that's exactly right. It's like, this is not how it works. It's like these industries don't collude and just fix the prices. It's not how it works. This is literally all caused because you guys are literally, and we've shown you guys the receipts so many times, they are printing money at a historic level. And when you add so much money to the money supply, the rest of the money is worth less, right? And look, we've shown you this. This is the mechanism in which the Fed essentially justifies the printing of money. What they do is that they buy the bonds themselves, that they issue bonds. In a normal year, the free market would buy some of those bonds. And then with the purchase of those bonds, that's how the Fed would justify printing money. But now it's gone into clown world really since 2008. Really since that was the beginning of the QE experiment. That was when Bitcoin was born. It's like Satoshi knew that they were just going to keep bailing out the banks. They were just going to keep printing money. And that's exactly what they did, man. This was the initial sickness printing, and it just kept going. And then they're talking about how they're going to taper off and how they're going to stop. We don't think that's going to happen, because if they taper off, they crash the stock market. They crash the economy. So they have no choice but to keep printing. But if they keep printing, what's going to happen? Inflation, right? Again, if this scares you, right, this is their best response. These are their best responses. Buy less turkey. It's not us. Ignore the government money printing. It's the private business, right? Like, this is absolutely insane. Next up is going to be price controls. Like, that's the next step. That doesn't work either, Phil.
Nico, their best response is a PSYOP.
It's crazy.
Their best response is to just make shit up.
It's like soy, eating an Italian turkey. Like, it's like, bro, like, these people are crazy. Yes. And if this scares you, like, look, it's like, just buy Bitcoin. You could save yourself from all this political money garbage. And anyways, it's not us only saying this, okay? It's also Ricardo Salinas. He's one of the richest people in Mexico. Says good old USA is looking more and more like any other irresponsible third world country. Whoa, look at the scale of fake money creation. Buy Bitcoin right now. This is one of the richest people in Mexico, and this is what he's telling you. He's telling you exactly what two simpletons are telling you on YouTube. But if you were to listen to what the mainstream media has to say, and politicians apparently, it's not their fault. They can't figure it out. This is a Wall Street Journal. They can't figure out what's going on, but it's so obvious what's going on. This is a federal website. We put the links down below. You can feel free to click on it yourself. It's like they have the answer. I'm sure Wall Street Journal is smart. I'm sure they could figure this out. Like, they can go to a website, but they don't. And they don't because they're trying to sell you a narrative. They're trying to sell you something that isn't there. But here's the good news, is that people are waking up, right? And I told you that the transition, this is really an information war. This isn't a kinetic war. And this is really a war about a war of winning people's minds peacefully, right? And as more and more people wake up due to inflation, because the thing is, propaganda works for everything else, but inflation propaganda doesn't work effectively. Because the propaganda might be telling you one thing, like, oh, you know, just buy less turkey. Just buy less turkey. But you go to the grocery store, and all of a sudden the prices are higher than the month before, and you start asking questions. And those questions are not good for those people, right? So, and this is a pretty bad sign. European Central Bank staff union demands more pay to guard against inflation. So even the staff that work for the banksters are starting to notice as well, right? As the European Central Bank waits for the spike in euro area inflation to moderate, again, they're trying to sell you that it's still transitory. It is still transitory. Does this look transitory to you, Phil? Does this look transitory? No. They can't stop. Okay, Phil?
So the people working for the machine aren't getting paid enough for this illusion to make sense?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is
fantastic.
This is how bad things
are. Even
these people are noticing. This is how bad it's getting. It's getting scary. Anyway,
this is hilarious, actually.
This is cosmic justice. The institution's trade union, known as the International and European Public Services Organization, is demanding that this year's general salary adjustments for staff be topped up. Excuse me. The ECB's proposed raise of 1.3%. Okay. They're raising, if you didn't get a raise of 20%, 15 to 20% this year, you're making less money than last year. The amount of fiat that you're getting might be the same, but the amount of things that same fiat could purchase you is significantly less. And why 15, 20%? Because the official rate might be 6%. But if you add in energy and food into the mix, which is the thing that people spend the most amount of money on, prices are up significantly more than 6%, more like 20%. So again, what is this, a slap in the face? A race for ants? It's 20% difference, but they're giving them 1.3%. And the reason that they're giving them only 1.3% is because they know if they give them more, people get freaked out. People start to notice. So they're all trying to keep this charade alive, right? Anyways, while the ECB targets medium-term inflation of 2%, prices in Germany, where the ECB is based and many of its staff, are likely to surge close to 6% this year, right? So again, it's like, Phil, the matrix is starting to break, bro. It's starting to break. Even the people that were supposedly on their side are getting pissed off with the lies. They're not buying it anymore. They're like, you're paying me less. Right. So it's like, dude, I agree more with Jack Dorsey when he said hyperinflation. I agree more with Ron Paul when he says crack up, boom. I don't know how this ends. And the reason I don't know how this ends, Phil, is they can't stop printing at the rate they're printing. And they can't and they can't stop printing without a total economic collapse and without the stock market taking a huge plunge. And if you want to know what the elites care about, just look at the stock market. We polled you the numbers the other day. It's the top 10% of America. We showed you the article, own 89% of the stock market. So if you think, and if have you noticed that the stock market has been making all-time highs, even though we're in the middle of a sickness year, and all the stock market just keeps going up? Why do you think that's happening? Money printer go burr. So if you think they're going to stop that because some peasants have it more expensive, you know, it's much easier to sell you some climate propaganda, and it's much easier to tell you, you don't need the turkey this year, just eat Italian, than it is to hurt your pocket. So, dude, this is absolutely crazy, and if you're tired of the elites really fucking you over, opt out of their system, just buy Bitcoin, refuse to participate in political money garbage. Stand up and say no, enough is enough. Because these people don't deserve your time and don't deserve your energy. And if your money's not in Bitcoin, you are being stolen from on all fronts. Phil?
The people working for the machine at the closest point of the spigot aren't making enough money for this to make sense. I mean, I don't even know what clown existence dimension we're in, where this is reality. And people just, I mean, look, you know, like what you showed before, right? Just, you know, we were talking about the turkey prices and, you know, now we're, you know, we're talking about this. It's like, they can't hide it anymore. It's come to the point where it's now embarrassing. And you know what? I mean, look. When do the wheels fall off, Nico? Like, this is the thing, right? It's like, we, you know, it's funny because we talk to people that say that they can continue to kick this can down the road for many years. And don't get me wrong, to a certain extent, I do believe that they can, because the corporate-owned media touts the messaging that is asked. But we really are moving closer and closer to that Wizard of Oz type of existence.
The
where
big reveal, where it's like these people don't know what to do. Their standard operating procedure, Phil, to get out of any problem was print more money. And now all of a sudden, that's having less and less of an effect. Anyways, it's great. Maybe Ron Paul's right. Maybe Jack Dorsey's
maybe
right.
Maybe we do see the crack-up boom. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
They can't keep doing this the way that this is not a viable long-term solution. And I suspect a lot of the totalitarianism is stemming from the fact that they know this, right? So they're just kind of like anxious on all fronts. But anyways, again, that's speculation. There's no way to know that for sure. But anyways, speaking of turkey, Phil, let's talk about turkey some more.
Oh,
we covered this when it came out. We are at war, says Turkish President Erdogan. Right. And I'll get to the article in a little bit. I'm going to read some of it. But remember the date, September. Right. This is September. Yeah, September 20th. Fast forward. Turkish lira crashes to insane historic low after President Erdogan sparks sell off. Inflation in Turkey is now near 20%, meaning basic goods for Turks, a population of roughly 85 million, have soared in price and their local currency salaries have severely devalued. So it looks like he lost the war. Anyways, don't go to war against Bitcoin. But anyways, I'm going to read you this quote. And this is what the state thinks of you. Okay, this is what they think of you. Okay. On the contrary, we have a separate war, a separate fight against them. We would never lend support to Bitcoin and shitcoins because we will move forward with our own currency that has its own identity. So when you say your own currency, you really mean the government's currency. You don't mean the people's currency. Because if you really cared about the people, you would give them a way out. But by giving them a way out, what you're doing is that you're willingly handing over power. And I don't think a politician would be willing to do that, Phil, to be honest with you. But this line right here is absolutely terrifying. Because we will move forward with our own currency that has its own identity. So he's willing to take a whole country hostage if it ensures his personal survival with all that power. That's crazy. Could you imagine losing?
This is why we suck, Nico. This is why we don't deserve nice things.
Could you imagine, dude, the money that you worked for was worth pretty much is in the West, but let's go by the official rates, okay? So we're not speculating. So can you imagine, though, Phil, if what you were paid for literally is less 20%? It's worth 20%. And now let's see how that war is going with Bitcoin, right? Let's see. This is the Turkish lira as it compares to Bitcoin. This is not a shitcoin, ladies and gentlemen. This is official fiat currency.
But it is.
And look at it. It looks like a shitcoin. Literally looks like a shitcoin. So again, like when politicians say this stuff, you know, own currency, from the West, we're hearing the private issued currency. When you have Hillary Clinton saying that, you know, Bitcoin and shitcoins could undermine the dollar, what they're really saying is that Bitcoin could undermine their jobs, their power. They're not concerned about the people, because if they were concerned about the people, they would be friendly with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin helps their citizens. It doesn't help them. It takes power away from them. So again, this is going to be an epic clash, bro. And I think that the reaction from Erdogan, even though he completely lost, and I'm sure there's tons of people using Bitcoin in Turkey, I think is a foreshadowing of what's going to happen in the West as soon as Bitcoin hits a $5 to $10 trillion market cap. I think it's going to become more and more and more of a pain in the ass for those people. And that's why you have the rhetoric saying publicly issued. They tried the climate narrative to try to attack Bitcoin. That's why you have the legacy media going after Bitcoin savagely. Right. IMF had some announcements today, which we're going to cover on tomorrow's episode. But it's like, they know that the gig is up, right? But it's like denial. They're in denial. It's like they would rather take their country down with them than hand over the keys of power to the people. Like, it's insane to see. Like, the level of egomania in these people is just outstanding. And this isn't a left and right thing. This is politicians on both sides of the aisle, right? So, anyways, Phil, your thoughts?
Nico, never show me a chart like that and tell me that it's not a shitcoin.
No, it is a shitcoin. All fiat is shitcoins.
I won't believe you. But although what's interesting is that that chart also looks like the purchasing power of the dollar. So
it looks exactly the same, honestly.
It looks just like that. That says a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong, but you know, people sit there and we see these other currencies and we say, well, you know, the US dollar, you know, it's still holding its own. But we're watching news clippings of people telling us all of a sudden not to eat turkey anymore. We're being bombarded with news telling us that we should stay away from food, not because it's actually bad for us in any way, shape, or form, but because it's too costly and it's going to show the problem more. We're in a weird place. This is a sick time. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people push this narrative. And what's sad is that the people that push this, I'm sure that they have families. I'm sure that they have people that they care about. And these people are, I'm assuming, seeing this information as well. I mean, this is bad stuff. I don't understand. Like, how could you be so much of a sociopath?
They think they're better than you, dude. Like, you hear the language and the
I don't understand. Like, how?
The WEF
They die
tweets,
one day. They die one day.
But, they don't think so. They don't think so. It's like, these people, they think they're better than you, dude. That's the only explanation as to how they could handle this level. Bro, it's just pure lies. It's just lies. They don't mind
narcissism
lying.
Narcissism and sociopathy. It's the only way I can explain it. And I do agree with you. It is lies. But I think that, like, because how do you do this to other people knowingly that, like, it's like, why can't you just fess up and say, you know what, we screwed up with the money supply, okay? Like, we screwed up, everything costs more, and this is what we're going to do.
There will be riots tomorrow. Really? There will be riots tomorrow. If they did that, there will be riots the next day.
You're absolutely right. There would be riots tomorrow, but you know what? Maybe the future generations would be better off for it, right? But they don't care about that because all they care about is kicking the can down the road and keeping going what's going.
But I think they ran out
Nobody
of road.
Nobody really
dude.
Cares.
They ran out of road. I think they ran out of road. And I think that this denial phase that they're going through, I think that, like, they think that the money printer is going to get them out of Dodge. But I don't think that they realize, like, dude, like, this might be the end of fiat money as we know it. Like, Phil, I don't see another way out. And again, this isn't just me saying it. This, you have the billionaire from Mexico, you have Jack Dorsey, you have Ron Paul. It's like people that are much smarter than us two, Phil, are saying the same thing that we've been saying since January of this year. We've been saying this, like, off the roof. It's like, they're lying about the money printing. They're lying about inflation. And then you just see the lies from Yellen. There's no inflation. Inflation is transitory. Inflation is actually good for you. Now you don't have to eat turkey. Now you can eat Italian. What's next? What's next? What's their next excuse, right? It's such BS, bro. But anyways, Phil, there was an open source software release today. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Software releases. The software releases are sponsored by CipherSafe. Check them out, CipherSafe.io. It's the best way to protect your Bitcoin from disaster. Check out the Cypher Wheel. They're also coming out with the Cypher Grid. It's fireproof, waterproof, pet-proof, tamper-evident. Store your seed in the Cypher Wheel. The link is down below. All right, everyone, LND version 0.14.0 is out. LND is an implementation of Lightning. There are three implementations, Eclair, LND, and C-Lightning. Anyways, this is LND version 0.14.0 that came out. The link is down below.
Awesome. Thank you, Phil. All right, guys, that was our show. Things are getting crazy. Things are getting spicy. But we're going to cover here on Simply Bitcoin. We will come out with an episode tomorrow. Very good stuff, and we want to thank you all for sticking with us. We really appreciate it. Anyways, guys, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. And of course, if you want to continue hearing the Clown World news and the catastrophic fails from the same people, definitely consider subscribing, and we'll see you tomorrow, guys, for another episode of Simply Bitcoin.
There's no such thing as a traditional Thanksgiving pasta dinner. The clowns are running the circus.